Elzman. We're getting ready for Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, Yom Narayim. We're all trying to figure out how are we going to beat the Yetzirah this time? How are we going to commit to do it, make a real change? Chazal tell us in Maseches Kedushin, they tell us a trick, how to do it. They say, Barasi Yetzirah, Barasi Torah Tavla, and I made Yetzirah, he's out to get you. Barasi Torah Tavlin, I made the Torah to counter it. That's it. You know how to be the Yetzirah now. Go learn Torah, boom. The Yetzirah will be vanquished. But obviously, you're all thinking, I'm learning, and I still have Yetziraras. I have Yetziraras while I'm learning, for crying out loud. Doesn't seem to always work quite as perfectly as simply as Chazal make it sound. Now, Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky, I'll tell you a little story about one of the times I met with Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky. I went to him when I was involved in a different Mosad, and I was also working with teenage boys. And I asked him if there's one thing that I should try to teach to these young men, what should it be? And he gave me an answer. I'm not going to tell you that answer. But then he followed up by saying, and one more thing. I'm going to tell you that, and one more thing. He told me they need to know what Rabbeinu Yonah says. Rabbeinu Yonah says, the difference between a tzaddik and a rasha is not one does averos and one does not. The tzaddik does averos too. The difference is that every time the tzaddik messes up, he gets himself back together and he says, I'm going to figure this out. I'm going to fight. I'm going to try to improve. That's the only difference between a tzaddik and a rasha. So yes, everyone messes up, but the tzaddik keeps up the good fight. The Gemara in Brachos says that if somebody encounters the Yetzer Hara, what should he do? The Yetzer Hara is out to get you, trying to get you to do something wrong. Le'olam yargiz adam Yetzer Tov al Yetzer Hara. The first thing he should do, brute force. Try to take it on, head on. Try to beat that Yetzer Hara. Use your Yetzer Tov. I'm not going to listen. I'm going to beat it. But that doesn't always work, right? Im nitzcho mutav. If you win, good. Vim lav. If you don't win, then yasuk b'Torah, learn Torah, like the Gemara in Kedushin said, barasi Torah tavla. And then try to employ the Torah trick. Torah will hopefully help protect you from the Yetzer Hara. Im nitzcho. If you win, mutav. Good. Im lav. If not, yikra kriya shma, say shema. I want to make an amazing diuk from this Gemara. It's clear from this Gemara that Torah doesn't always work. The Gemara said, first try to beat the Yetzer Hara with brute force. Just take him on. Yetzer Tov, Yetzer Hara, ding, 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 go. And if that doesn't work, yasuk b'Torah, learn Torah. Oh, Torah always works, right? Bresi Yetzer Hara, Bresi Yetzer Hara, no, the Gemara says, beverish. Im nitzcho, if you win by using Torah, good. If not, you may not. Torah may not do the trick. Learning Torah may not help you defeat the Yetzer Hara. If not, yikra kriyashma, say kriyashma. So first of all, you see Torah doesn't always work, as we pointed out, and I think you all have observed in your own lives, personally, and maybe seeing others who've struggled, even though they learned Torah and still have Yetzer Hara. And second of all, we see from here that the next step is say kriyashma. Okay. What does Kriya Shema do? Why does Kriya Shema help? What's that about? So I want to go on a little tangent, discuss something in this week's parsha, and we'll come back to why does Kriya Shema help beat the Yetzer Hara when Torah doesn't quite get you there. In the Klalos, in this week's parsha, we're told that all these horrible Klalos, all these curses are going to come to you. You're going to experience horrible things. Why? Ki lo shamata b'kol Hashem olkecha, because you didn't listen to the voice of Hashem your God. Lishmer mitzvos v'chukos v'asher tzivach, to keep the mitzvos that he commanded you. Why are these bad things going to happen? Because you didn't listen to Hashem to keep the mitzvos. And this will be a sign for you. And then it says, tachas asher lo avadata. It happened because you didn't serve as Hashem olkecha, Hashem your God, b'simcha, with happiness, with tzuv leva, mirakol. You weren't happy, you weren't joyous in serving Hashem. Wait, which one was it? Are you being punished because you didn't serve Hashem, you didn't listen to his voice, like the first pasuk I just read to you says? Or like this last pasuk says, no, you did serve Hashem. It sounds like you did. You didn't do it joyfully, blissfully, happily. It sounds, this last pasuk sounds like you are serving Hashem. You're not doing it with joy. And is that really so bad? I did the right thing. I just wasn't excited about it, okay? All these horrible klalos that we're going to hear about in the shul this week, that's all going to happen. Even though I served Hashem, but I didn't do it so happily. So the Alter from Kelm asks these questions, and he explains that someone who's really serving Hashem will do it with happiness. If he isn't happy, it must be that there's a chesaron, there's something missing in how much he's serving Hashem. He says that's what this pasuk means. The pasuk means, you didn't serve Hashem. You were doing these things, maybe you were keeping the mitzvahs, but you're doing it for yourself. You were serving yourself. Yeah, it's like a geshmak cholent. I'm having it. I'm not thinking about Shabbos. I want everyone to think I'm a chashev guy. I'm not thinking about Hashem. I enjoy the intellectual challenge of learning. Not because I'm trying to acquire the chachma of the Torah. He says if you're missing out on simcha, on the joy, it's a sign that you're not doing it tachas asher lo avadatas Hashem elokecha. It's that you didn't do it out of serving Hashem, your God. Because if you did it as an Eved Hashem, you're someone who serves Hashem, who wants to be an Eved Hashem, then when you keep the mitzvahs, you will feel different. You will feel the joy of the mitzvahs, the joy of the learning. In other words, in order for the Torah to have the effect it's meant to have of making you happy and lifting your spirits, you need to be an Eved Hashem first. It must be that you're doing it as someone who wants to serve Hashem, who feels this indebtedness and this awe of Hashem, and wow, I need to do what Hashem wants me to do. He's given me my life. He's amazing. I want to be close with him. I want to serve him properly. And that's why you're doing it. If he does this, if he's first mekabel ol malchus shemayim, he first accepts the yoke of shemayim, accepts upon himself that, yes, I want to serve Hashem, something that we're supposed to be doing now, as we're approaching Rosh Hashanah, the time where we're mekabel ol malchus shemayim, where we express that Hashem is the melech. If he first is able to, like we're going to do on Rosh Hashanah, emir tz Hashem, fully and beautifully, declare that Hashem is our melech, Hashem's our king, then the Torah learning, the mitzvahs, that can lift his spirits, that could change his feelings, then there will be joy, happiness in his avodas Hashem. There is joy. There's happiness. Serving Hashem properly is an immense amount of happiness. I could tell you that I had a conversation with Rabbi Salzburg well into the summer. And we were both saying how, oh my goodness, as much as we love yeshiva, we love being here with you guys, having hours a day to learn and putting all of our responsibilities aside, we felt like we were living a different life. And it was so geshmak, the geshmak of being able to just give your hours to Hashem, to learn His Torah, was happier than I could feel when all year long. Now, in order to feel like a shemak, then we need to be mekabel ol malchus shemayim. Do you know where it is in tefillah every day, where mekabel ol malchus shemayim? Where in davening every day are we mekabel Hashem as the king? When we say Shema. And I think that's the pshat in the Gemara in Brachas. The Gemara in Brachas said, to beat your Yetzihara, first brute force, take him on. Try to just beat the Yetzer Hara. Do the right thing. Doesn't work? Learn Torah. That may not work either. Learning Torah may not work. Then you know what you're missing? You're missing Kriya Shema. Now go say Kriya Shema. Because if Torah's not working, then like the Alter from Kelm said, for Torah mitzvahs to affect you properly, you have to learn them and do them as an Eved Hashem. Say Kriya Shema. Kriya Shema is when you say, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, you're accepting Hashem as your king. Mekabel Malchus Shemayim. Kriya Shema is a prerequisite to the Torah and mitzvahs impacting you the way they're supposed to. Now, what does it mean, you need to be an Eved Hashem? What does that mean? To be Mekabel Hashem as your king and you're an Eved Hashem? That's something we'll talk about more during, in future Shmuzim, now in Elzman. Feeling the geshmak of mitzvahs, feeling the geshmak of learning Torah, I think, as I'm saying those words, I think some of you might be saying, I'm not really feeling that. And saying, what geshmak? Where's the geshmak? I want to bring a proof to you that it's understandable, that it doesn't just necessarily automatically come, or automatically is not something that you could see right away. Yeah, keep 613 mitzvahs with tons and tons of halachos, geshmak! Could be hard to see why that would happen. It says, this week's parsha, Kadosh Baruch Hu lays out for us our relationship, what we benefit from serving him, and what he benefits from having us as Klal Yisrael, Kaviyachol. It says, you made Hashem special today to make him your God. You made Hashem special today to commit to keep his mitzvahs. V'Hashem ha'mircha hayom, and Hashem made you special, that you're his Am Segula, you're his special nation, he takes special care of you. You're going to keep his mitzvahs. Lishmer kol mitzvosav, lesif chal yon kol gaims, that put you above all the nations, and you're going to be the role models for all the nations. Lios Am Kadosh, you're going to be a special holy nation. The Arachayim HaKadosh asks, one second, it listed the mitzvahs twice. It listed the mitzvahs twice. It listed the mitzvahs and the things that we do for Hashem. And it listed the mitzvahs as also the next pasuk is the things that Hashem does for us. Which one is it? Is it the things we do for Hashem and the things Hashem does for us? And the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh says, it's both. We do it for Hashem, but really the mitzvahs themselves do so much for us. They lift us, they elevate us, they make us feel geshmak, they give us a sense of meaning in our lives. But you know what? In Parshas Yisro, Hashem also lays out the same relationship. It gives almost the same exact description of what Hashem does for us and what we do for Hashem. It gives almost exact same list. There's a parallel list given there of what we gain and what Hashem gets. But there it does not list that we get the mitzvahs. It only lists the mitzvahs as the things that we do for Hashem. And I think the reason why it doesn't list it there in Parshas Yisro is because at that point Hashem's just giving us the Torah. And how can we possibly hear at that moment, you're keeping all these mitzvahs and it's going to be great for you. It's not just something you're committing to do. No, we're doing that for you, Hashem. That's our job for you. That's not for us. But here after 40 years of the Midbar, living, experiencing the mitzvahs, then only are we able to say, oh yeah, it is geshmak. Our lives are amazing. Our families are amazing. Our marriage, our family, our ability to sit together at a Shabbos table, our learning, our mitzvahs, everything's geshmak. Because of the Torah and mitzvahs that guides us to be healthy and whole. One of our missions here at Teres Chaim is to guide you through the midbar of preparing to see the geshmak of Torah and mitzvahs. And sometimes, yes, until while you're working through the skills, the skill building of being able to learn more and more, which, yes, sometimes could be difficult and tedious. Sometimes you say, wow, this is hard work. We could look at all the hard work and all of Rabbi Englander's notes that we have to write down and all of Rabbi Goldfinger's tests that we have to retake again and again. And we could say, so much work. But we're building your skills so you can get through the midbar, the hard work, so that you could enjoy the geshmak of learning, getting you through those stages so you could actually experience it. And if it took them 40 years till Hashem could tell them with confidence, yeah, see, now you see it, geshmak. You guys could put in a couple years of in Masifta of work to build your skills so you could also experience Mirtzah Hashem, that geshmak, that simcha v'tuv leva, that joy. Have a wonderful Shabbos.